Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hola.
Wow, we're back again.
We are back again. It is episode 76. That's actually really crazy.
Every time I think about how many episodes we're having, I'm like, wow, we really like do this for real.
We actually really do.
Yeah.
As you notice, we are not glowing on your YouTube screen this week. You are strictly dickly. From us
today. In the ears today, that's it.
Yeah. Strictly early. Yeah, we had a fantastic idea. Is that how we want to introduce this?
Yeah, it was Courtney had a great idea. You know, I don't know if anybody is a fan of Sherry Shepherd, but she did Newlywed Game on one of those game TV channels. And she would have couples on there and they would answer questions about each other to win money, basically, and to see like who knew each other best. So we basically did a cute little T-Pay Newlywed Game.
Best friend edition.
Best friend edition.
Yeah. I mean, and I do want to clarify, like, this is something that like YouTuber couples do. And like, this is not, I didn't come up with this idea, like, I don't want somebody to be in the comments like, bitch, Tessa and Charlie did that on So You Think You Can Dance podcast last week.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, bitch, go listen to them. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, we did. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We looked really cute. Mm-hmm. Very on brand vibes with the fits.
Yeah, I think we actually know a lot about each other.
Yeah.
The beginning was kind of rough. It was a rough start. But like, I feel like, you know.
And you know, you can see who won.
Yeah, so go ahead and watch the video on our YouTube. It is 12:30.
It is.
Lex is here at my apartment.
Yes.
For the week. And she stitched up my couch.
Yes.
Last month, you helped me clean my couch.
Yeah.
That was fabulous. So you've made her a new girl. Like, you're like a plastic surgeon.
You know, I just do what I can for the cult, you know?
Yeah. What's the cult?
I don't know. You know, like, I have things that I just say, and like sometimes people pick up things that you say.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people around me lately that have been picking up things that I say.
Okay. Like, oh, okay.
It's going to start with like consistently showing up and like, you're like, oh my God, this person's amazing. And then I'm like, I'm going to clean your couch. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to fix your couch. And then like, you know, something happens and it's like, oh my God, Lex, no. It's because you're in the cult. And so you're like ready to go.
Okay.
Like ready to go.
Yeah.
That's the cult. The cult is like the collective.
Okay. Go ahead. So you know? I'm part of an like exclusive like club, essentially.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was some kind of like slang, like, no. Like a saying like, oh, babe, I just did it for the cult.
You know? No.
Like, I don't know. I almost had an aneurysm.
No. You know what that made me think of? It's a jeeb, bitch.
You don't know what a jeeb is?
It's called a jeeb, grandma.
Please, don't remind me that I'm old.
That's just how everyone's going to slowly get assimilated into my cult. You're just going to start saying things that I say.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be like, I didn't know you joined.
Welcome. We serve cookies.
Yeah, sometimes.
So even though this will be a shorter episode, we still want to do a pleasure moment.
Yeah.
Lex, what was your pleasure moment this week?
Our fucking event. Like,
oh yeah.
Hosting the event. That was like.
So originally, I think it was called Rhyme and Dine.
Yeah.
Yes. Rhyme and Dine at Southern Gourmet Kitchen, which is a black owned soul food spot out in Plano. So if you live in Plano, Texas, go out to Southern Gourmet Kitchen.
It's really lit in there.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they have special events. Yeah. Like they did on Friday, mm-hmm. where we got to host an erotic poetry night.
In quotations, poetry.
There was supposed to be poetry.
Yeah.
But apparently all the poets canceled. So when we arrived at the scene, we was like, okay, we're supposed to be hosting and introducing, and now there's no one to host and introduce.
And if you're one of the poets and you're hearing this, I want to let you know, what the fuck, man?
Girl, I was ready to pop some pussy. I was listening to you talk about how you pop.
Come on, I was ready to get horny over some turkey leg, collard green mac and cheese egg rolls. Like, come on.
Come on, them shits was good. The catfish was good. Mm-hmm. The drinks.
The catfish is so good. Yo, they just we ordered a drink and then wasn't even done with the drink. And then the waitress is like, hey, I brought these for you. And then it's two more drinks. I'm like.
And those drinks are strong.
I was so drunk. We had to we just found out when we got there that we were going to be winging it. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
How are we doing this?
But, you know, we were really quick on our feet.
And we were,
I actually think not knowing made it better because I think we were more free flowing, you know, just like vibe.
Yeah, it was really fun. You know, it was like an older crowd in some spots, but there were some younger and queer people in the crowd. But it was like an older crowd for the most part. And it was just really nice, like seeing like how they were interacting and like how they were like, you know, they were really like, I don't know. They just were feeling it. And I like that. Like the giggles, the participation, just going to talk to people. It was really nice. We should definitely host another TPAY event.
If any of y'all have queer events, hit us up. We like to host. And we are a fun and sexy time. And sometimes we bring gifts.
We did give away a vibrator. Yeah, we gave away two.
We gave away all kinds of things. Yeah. Okay? Just for answering questions. We had some birthday kids in the house.
Not kids.
Hey, young at heart. Okay. Well, actually, one of them was.
And it was a 21 and up event, and we were.
Oh, not kids like that. I meant like, I guess
I was like, wait.
I guess I meant like young ladies.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Okay, yeah, like, the hippies.
Yeah, because it was like an older lady, and then it was like, I think one girl like around
that one girl that one woman who was like, I'm 57 I was like, you fucking lying
crazy
to me right
business.
Now you gonna lie to me during Black History Month? That's wild.
Nah, the way she was acting, I said, okay, 57, but like the way she looked, I was like, yes, 27.
She kept doing that hand thing with the tongue. I was like, yeah, girl,
get it.
She said liquor got me feeling right.
She did. It was a really, really fun crowd. Like, they were just willing to participate and have fun.
I like that the men participated too. There was men throwing ass. Yes. And that was like probably like a highlight of my night. And also like looking at our table and seeing like our support system there. I was like, just having a good time. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
It was
look
just a great
everyone.
Time. And DJ High Class is an amazing DJ.
Oh yeah.
And they DJ there frequently. So
we'll
if
be
you
booking.
Like great like R&B like party mix, like great for a dinner, but also to get crunk, DJ High Class.
She was mixing some shit, and I was like, "Hold,
it was hidden." Like, it was
it was.
That's definitely my pleasure moment too. Absolutely.
Yeah, that shit was so fun. And then to celebrate T-Pay being T-Pay and being great and like literally doing so great on our first ever hosting event, we went out to the gay bars at like we do and paid,
actually got drunk
and got drunk as fuck. Yeah,
it was like the perfect level up because I was fucked up.
I was like but we did. I love that we decided not to bar hop
because
it, why the fuck
the
was it freezing
good.
Yeah, and why was it, why the fuck was it freezing outside?
So cold.
The vibes in Sue Ellen's was also really great. Fucking Texas Hold'em again. Texas Hold'em coming on in the club. The gays love Beyonce. Okay. And it's just really nice. Cause you know what? If we would have went to a straight bar or something, they would have played Texas Hold'em. People would have been like, what the fuck? No, would have been standing all
dancing.
Still. The
we
gays were like,
it
yeah,
out.
Yeah. I'm saying that shit was so good.
It was a moment. It was good. I like really needed a night out on the town.
No, like really.
Bitches. So
I woke up the next morning feeling horrible.
Not like you used to, huh? You used to rally.
I was like,
get up and go to Denny's or some shit.
Yeah, I would get up and go to work, bitch.
Literally both of us.
I get up, be standing at that counter still God inebriated. Damn. Like, what the fuck? You want to buy some dicks?
Please, if not, please just get the fuck out.
It's 11 in the morning. What are you doing here?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's good times. Yeah. But no, we're not 22 anymore.
No, I literally was like, I am not young. It was like 1:42 when I finally was like, you know what? I think I could get up. And that was because I had crackers. I had saltine crackers and I had grapes and I had some water. And then I laid down and I took a little nap, okay? I woke up from the nap like, oh, I think I'm hungry. And then I started talking about food and I was like, oh, I'm going to throw up like right now, immediately. But that last one was the one that cleared me up. As soon as I like did that last puke, I came back inside and I was like, you know, now I would like to order birria or some kind of taco. Please and thank you. I'm like, starving.
My tummy is ready to receive.
Yes. I'm like, I don't feel queasy. I'm ready to go.
I think I just like swallowed it. I definitely woke up feeling like not queasy, but like swimmingly, like dizzy. And like just like my body was like vibrating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was kind of surprised that I woke up queasy because I made myself throw up before I laid down.
Oh my goodness. Jesus.
That's the trick.
It sounds so violent. I came home and had my leftover kava. Oh, and I think so that's really what saved helped.
You. Yeah, because I didn't fucking eat a fucking thing, bitch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I woke up feeling okay and then I got Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Yeah. I could not eat until I got that last one out. And then I still took it slow eating the tacos because I was like, if I throw they were velvet taco tacos and I love their tacos. So
you are in the minority, bitch.
Okay. Well, everybody in the house was like, hell yeah. My friend had tried the vegetarian ones and because she's a vegetarian and she was like, these are so fucking good.
I just don't like velvet taco, but it's each their own. You know, I'm not judging. It's just
the chicken tikka.
That one is probably the best.
The chicken tikka and the Korean, the Korean pork one. Those are literally the only two I order. The curry queso, delicious. Elote, delicious.
Okay.
There are two on there that I order, and those are the two that I get every time.
To each his own. I can't believe it is Monday morning officially.
Hey, don't tell me. You know I go to work like 2 hours earlier now.
What time do you usually go to sleep? Like on a good day where you feel like you can go to sleep?
On a good day? Maybe like 10:30, 11?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to go to bed earlier because I work so early now. But the way my brain is set up, bitch, it'd be so hard for me to go to sleep. That's why I was like, whenever I was stitching up the couch, I was like, she was like, I'm tired. I was like, I'm not tired yet anyway, so I might as well.
I'm glad
up the couch.
I'm glad that you had the energy, not to stitch up my couch, but the energy to stay awake because I know I was super late.
Yeah.
We ended up watching all 6 episodes of Love is Blind, just binged it.
Because like, might as well.
Might as well.
Why the fuck not?
And straight people are crazy.
Yes.
Straight people are wild.
Yes.
You people have no conscience, no soul. I don't relate to them anymore. Okay.
That's not your crowd. That's not your genre.
That's not my ministry.
Got it.
Yeah. That's not my cult.
No.
Okay.
No, because this cult is not straight at all. It's very queer, actually.
And also, I think I talked last week about Couples to Thruple. Mm-hmm. They got a little gayer this week. So if you are a gay person that was like, ew, definitely there's some cringy moments in the first 4 episodes. I think naturally a lot of the couples are like fetishizing their unicorn that's coming in and just like fucking them and then like being like, actually we don't really have a connection. We'd love to experience somebody else. Like, and that was like really, really getting to me. But there are a lovely gay male couple that bring the gay male sex.
I love it.
And I love it.
I have something to interject.
Sure.
I feel like, you know, there are unicorns, you know. I used to, you know. But I also feel like if that is specifically what you're wanting and you're not wanting to, like, emotionally tend to a person,
right. Maybe
just hire a sex worker. I just say that?
Love it.
That's just what I wanted to
say. I would recommend that to the people on the episode. Maybe I'll find their Instagram and send them a DM.
Like, come on. Just fucking, like, I don't know. Like, I understand there are also, like, people who are like, well, I just want to have sex with a couple and go on about my day. Like, I get that.
But that's not why they're on the show. They're like,
yeah.
The show is literally for couples that are trying to experience or figure out if being a throuple
is right for them, not having a threesome.
I also think like people's view in polyamory is kind of very sex based sometimes.
Definitely.
Which, like, yeah, y'all gonna be fucking, like, yeah, but like also it's
so much more
than that. It's a lot, yeah, and it's a lot, and it requires like a lot of like emotional maturity, yes, and willingness to communicate and like address like jealousy and envy and like things like that with the people that you're in a relationship with. And I don't think people can like do that for real. So it don't be working out. Y'all just be wanting to fuck.
Yeah. And I think all of the, and I just keep there, I don't want to like use the term unicorn lightly. I just call them that so that we can identify them between the couples.
Yeah.
But the unicorns all have that mentality. They're like, I'm really here because I love just being around other people that love each other. And like, I want to come into a relationship where I don't feel excluded, or I don't feel like they're communicating behind my back, or, and that's what a lot of these couples are doing. But it got gayer this week. Lovely. I'm excited to see where it goes. Tune in. It's on Peacock. If you have the Peacock, the cock
of peas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, any other like lasting thoughts before we send you guys over to our YouTube so you can watch/listen to our Newlywed Game BFF edition?
Well, I think that we should wish Courtney safe travels.
Yes,
you know, have fun schmoozing and boozing and
perusing
in that fucking pink suit, bitch.
Oh, I can't wait to post a little picky. You know, I don't post on the gram, but I'm gonna post this.
You gotta get a good mirror pic with the hair and the face and the
This is not video.
Do it for the people. Do it for the people. She was posing, y'all. She was eating it up. She was cooking it.
Already, I'm excited. It's kind of all like not downhill from here because it's like happy things. It's just happening fast, but like this is kind of like the start of like a kind of a busy few months.
Yeah.
But like exciting, especially because I'm, you know, my apartment situation will be improving in a few days. So I'm in a good spot. I'm excited. Thank you.
I love that. Yes, anytime.
Well, if this is your first time listening to us, I hope not. I hope that you'll go and watch other episodes other than this short ass one. But if you are, you can follow us at allyourpleasures_ on Instagram and TikTok. Subscribe to our YouTube. Go watch BFF Newlywed Game and hit that subscribe button. We love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Perfect.